Like to welcome you to our program, as we do every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL. Our program drops onto CatholicAudioMedia.com and also onto Catholic Audio Media via Podbean and other platforms at 3:16 in the afternoon. Actually, Podbean is probably the first place where it shows up, and then it gets distributed from there. But so 3:16, right after it airs on WROL, and we welcome you to our program. If this is your first time hearing us, we are really happy you are here, and we hope you continue to come. And if you're returning, we're really happy you're here as well, obviously. And let people know, either way, that what you hear in this program, whether you like it or not, tell people. If you don't like it, you'll turn around and go, do you know what I heard on the radio? But if you do like it, you'll say, you know what I heard on the radio? Either way, let people know. And you can find us at WROL, WROLradio.com, and CatholicAudioMedia.com. Remember, we give this to you freely, so come enjoy it. If you'd like to support the program, we'll talk about that on the other side of the show. But in the meantime, we are going to return to our series on Romans, 1 John. And there's something that we were touching on a couple weeks ago, and then I talked about some other issues that had popped up. But we talked about a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to really deepen it a little bit for our discussion today. In 1 John 2, and actually 14:15, it says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. One of the things that is an old tradition of the church is something called detachment. And what detachment is to separate yourself from being attached to the things of the world. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, caught up in or anything else, as much as knowing where your priorities are. Think of it this way. If I am attached to the things of the world, I cannot be attached to the things of God. What is it that Jesus says? A person cannot have two masters. You'll either love one or hate the other, and hate the other, or you know, you'll turn to one and not the other. Well, you can't be attached to the things of the world and attached to the things of God. Kind of looking at it a different way. This is kind of funny. This happened over when I was taking a course at one of our local universities, and no, I'm not referring to Harvard, which is right next door, or Boston University, which is down the street. It's another one of our major local universities. And I was working hard as a deacon, but I was also taking my last semester in university, in graduate school. And I remember the professor who sounded exactly like Rush Limbaugh, but he was extremely liberal. I know one of our local universities, extremely liberal. I know you're shocked, but he was extremely liberal. And I remember him yelling at me, stop watching TV. And I'm like, when do I have time to watch TV? I'm working as a deacon. I'm a student. I still have a full level of class. And you're yelling at me that I'm watching too much TV. I don't have time to watch TV. What are you kidding me? And but there is a principle there. If you are attached to what is on TV and you are a student, you're not going to be able to learn well what is going to be your course of study. You're just not going to be able to do that because you have an attachment. So it's to look at those priorities and what are you attached to that is separating you from the love of God. So that's really a more simple principle to understand. Do not love the world or the things of the world. In other words, don't be attached to them. Now, you can take that detachment thing to the extreme and live as a hermit in the desert. And I have lived as a hermit in the desert, and I've loved it. I loved it a lot, and I didn't do it for attachment or detachment reasons. I did it because I had the chance to live as a hermit in the desert, and only for about a week and a half twice. So I loved it, but I know that wasn't my call. I wasn't called to spend the rest of my life in the desert as a hermit, as much as I would have loved. Then I would have been attached to that. But what attachment and detachment refer to is being attached to the things of the world. Therefore, which of the two are you going to sacrifice? In other words, if someone comes to you and says, you have a choice, either you choose the ways of God or you choose the ways of the world. And if you choose the ways of God, then we will reject you. We will cast you out from our society, or even worse, we'll put you in prison. That is the whole concept. So if you're sitting there saying, well, I don't want to lose the things of the world, so I will turn away from the things of God, you are attached. That's what attachment is. And detachment would be, no, I choose God over the things of the world. Do whatever, I am not going to give up my relationship with God. We know the history of the martyrs and the saints who were made given that choice. And we also see it in the book of Maccabees. Now, for those of you who aren't Catholic, who may be listening to the program, the book of Maccabees, 1 and 2 Maccabees, you can find in a Catholic Bible. They were part of what in the non-Catholic Bibles are called the Apocrypha, but they're still there. And they are where you find the story of Hanukkah. But there it was. People were put in a position because the government had stepped in and said, we want to create one big happy religion. And they told the Jews, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be part of this one big happy religion. And part of that is you have to get rid of this whole don't eat pork thing. So you need to start eating pork. And the Jews said, no, that would make us unfaithful to our God. So we are not going to follow your law. And they were put into a decision, to a position where they had to make a decision. Either, and this is all in the book of, I believe this is 1 Maccabees, but it's all in the books of Maccabees. It is a simple decision, either eat pork or be tortured to death. I mean, literally, I know I've discussed this on the program before. Literally, it would be to go to your local fast food restaurant. You have a choice. You either eat a morning sandwich with an Egg McMuffin and an egg and bacon, or you get tortured to death. And that was literally the decision they were given. Obviously not going to a fast food restaurant, but they had a choice of either eating pork or being tortured to death. And as you see in the story, they chose being tortured to death. That's called on the extreme form, but that is true. That is the decision they have. They weren't attached to the things of the world. Now, they enjoyed the things of the world up until they had a choice. Do I embrace the world or do I embrace God? And they said, I embrace God. So that's that whole thing. That's what attachment and detachment are all about. It's not that you can't have, you know, what is it? You're the reason why we can't have good things. No, it's not you can't have good things, but you can have them, but you need to be detached from them. It's not that you can't have a car. It's not that you can't have a computer. It's not that you can't have things that are run on electricity. It is that if it came to a choice where you had to choose between God and your things, which would you choose? And if you would choose your things over God, that means that you are attached to them. And we're called to be detached. So that's what we see as a modern understanding of what this is. It says, do not have love for the world or the things of the world. Well, we are in the world, but not of the world. So we have to function with the things of the world. But if you have a choice between choosing the things of God and the things of the world, you're called to choose the things of God. Now, you have to make that decision carefully, because you can also end up taking that to an extreme where you lose the things of the world and the things of God because you've taken it to an extreme. So, for example, if you were to decide, I will be attached to nothing from technology, which is also known as a Luddite, but say, for example, you were to decide that I am not going to be attached to anything that is run by electricity, therefore, I will not, because of my love for God, ever use anything that uses electricity, besides the fact you risk burning down your house, and you may actually be told you can't do that. But at the same time, you understand that that would put you in an extreme situation that would be just too difficult to work with. That would be an extreme situation that you wouldn't want to deal with. So that's not what we're called to. But obviously, if you were put into a position where you have a choice, renounce God and have electricity, or embrace God, or we're not going to allow you to have electricity in your house, well, then you have to go with without electricity. Why? Because you were given that decision. But everything in between, it's what is it that you choose? What is your highest priority? Your highest priority is your relationship with God. Now, a lot of people are attached to the things of the world. How do we know that? I have more important things to do than to go to church on Sunday morning. Oh, then you're attached to the things of the world. Well, no, I am. I'm not attached to things of the world, Father. What did you just tell me? I have more important things to do than to go to church on Sunday morning. You're attached to the things of the world. I have more important things to do. I'm going to get to church. I'm really going to get to church after I get my degree in whatever. You're attached to the things of the world. That doesn't mean you can't get a degree. That means doesn't mean you can't do things on Sunday, within the context of what we're called to do. That means, you can't have a good time on Sunday. But it does mean that if you put those things above your relationship with God, you are doing what St. John tells us not to do. You're attached to the things of the world. And we're called not to do that. If you what you heard today touched your heart, even challenged you, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and so let people know. And that's happening. We're seeing our numbers go up a little bit. I see the download numbers. I don't know about the radio numbers, but I see the download numbers, and that's good. And together we can make that happen. More people listen. And don't forget to send us any feedback. You can find that at CatholicAudioMedia.com and hit where it says contact. Send us some feedback. You can now call us, by the way. And that's something you can do as well. You can now call us, and the phone number is over at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and so you can see the phone number. It's 617-297-7452. That's 617-297-7452. If you want to call and you leave a message, and you can do that as well. Remember, we're at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.